Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Zion in Sanhedrin. Again, Eli Mishnah Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. Yesterday we left off, the top of the page, the fifth line, end of the fifth line. Tarabban. Shavua Sheben David Bar. This is all about Yemos Mashiach, as we've been discussing, and this will take us into tomorrow as well. Shavua Sheben David Bar, the 7-year cycle in which Mashiach will come. We have all these ideas about what's going to happen, but at the end, of course, nobody knows anything, right? Shavua Sheben David Bo, the 7-year cycle in which Mashiach and David will come, Shanim Shana, the first year Miskayim, because the following pasuk will be fulfilled. V'imtarti al irachas, I will reign on one city, v'al irachas lom, and this will be very haphazard. It will seemingly be haphazard. The point is that there won't be an even flow of rain. Certain cities will get rain, certain cities won't get any rain. See, the second year, chisir rav mishtachem, the arrows of famine will be sent, meaning you'll start to feel famine in certain areas. Shlishis rav gedol. In the third year, there'll be a great famine. And mason, anashim, anashim, men and women will die. The top children, chasidim. Chasidim will die. Vanshe maisa, men of action. V'torah, mishtachas, Torah will be forgotten. People won't be able to eat. They won't be able to learn Torah. Revius, in the fourth year, sova v'nesova, there'll be some satiation and some not. In other words, there'll be some abundance and some will not. It'll start coming back. In the fifth year, Sevagadol, there'll be a lot of abundance of food. But Ochim Vishosin, people eat and drink with Smechim, they'll be happy with Torah Chazer Slamdeh, the total return to the ones who learn it. Vishishis in the third year, in the sixth year, Kolos, will be thunders heard throughout the world. Vishvias, Mochamos, in the seventh year of the cycle, there will be great wars. Motzai Shvius, after the 7-year cycle is over, meaning after when the new year and the eighth year begins, then Ben David Ba. Amrav Yosef, Hakam Shvius to Havi. Okay, there were many 7-year cycles that were like that. The loss and he still hasn't come. Amrav Baya Beshishas Kolos Beshvius Mechamos Mehavi. But did you have great voices or thunder heard in the sixth year, followed by wars in the seventh year? Was it exactly this order, the way it exactly was described, with, in the second year there'll be pangs of hunger, etc. Did it come about exactly in that order? If it comes about in that order, then Mashiach will come. This pasuk is misplaced, apparently, but Rashi quotes and says that because it mentions the end of the pasuk, Ikvas Mashiachecha, Shechofu, Avach Hashem, they've embarrassed you, Shechofu, Ikvas Mashiachecha, meaning referring to the time when Mashiach will come, but there's no explanation of the pasuk. Time of Yudam Dor should Ben David Ba, the generation which Ben David will come, should Ben David Ba Bo, in which he will come, Beis Havad, the place of learning, the yeshiva, place of learning Torah, Yilaz Nus, will become for prostitution, Va'agalil Yacharav, the Galilee will be destroyed, Va'agablan Yashem, and Gablan is also an area up north, will lie desolate. Ba'anshek vu yisov me'ir le'ir, people of the boundary will go from place to place, city to city, meaning they'll be looking for a place of menucha because of wars breaking out. Le'chanenu, they will not find grace anywhere. Ba'chokhmas asof m'tishrach, the chokhma of the Talmidei Chachamim will spoil. Ve'yechet yimasu, the people who fear God will be despised. U'fnei ador fnei akelav, the face of the generation will be like that of a dog, meaning he has no shame. Ve'emes nederes, and truth will be lost. Shnema vatiya emes nederes. The sar meira mishtal, that pasuk in the court of mid. Vamai vatiya emes nederes. What does it mean that the truth will be lost? Amidu rabba lamet shenasas ador ador. It will be like flocks, like groups. The truth will be shocked up into the little groups. Volechas then be easy, it'll be easily disbanded. In other words, when it's big, one big solid mass, then it's hard to get rid of it. When it's in pieces, then it's thrown about easily. Mai vasar meira mishtalel, the one who turns away will be like prey to others. Whoever turns away from bad, meaning he was a good guy, people will be like prey for others. People will make fun of them. People will take him over. I used to think that there's no truth in the world, right? Kushta means truth, as we say in Birshmei, right? Kshot, 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 that's the truth. So, I used to think there's no truth. Amr Yahu Merabon, there was one of the rabbis told me, Rav Tfus Shmei, Vamir Rav Tavyum Shmei. Remember the other, those who davened with me, Erev, the night, Leo Yom Tov, that Rabbi Chaya brought down. This is a drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is actually a drasha about Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Tavimi could have been Moshe Rabbeinu and his two sons. Anyway, this Rav Tavimi told him, this is what he told Rabbi, Rabbi said, I thought there was no truth. You know, you want truth, go to the next world. It's not in this world. He says, Rav Tavimi told him that if you would give him all the treasures in the world, he would never change his words. In other words, he wouldn't tell a fib for anything in the world. Zim Nechara one time, Mikulahu Asra, this Rav Tavimi went to this city, this is how it started out. He went to this town, Bekush Tashmei, that was actually the name of the city. The name of the city was Truth. Nobody ever told a lie in that city. Nothing. Everything was 1,000% truthful. Nobody died before his time. One of the characteristics of the town, it was called Truth, everybody told the truth, and nobody died. No, everybody lived through the way. Nobody died early. Resume. Nesibi, presumably. Nesibi Issa Minhom, he married a woman from that town. Vahavilei trained, but then he had two sons. That's the reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vahavilei trained, but he had two sons, Mina. Yomachad one day, Yosfet Visu, his wife was sitting in the house, Vakachaifa Resha. She was shampooing her head, maybe in preparation for going to the mikveh. Also Shivasa, her neighbor came by, Tofa Dasha knocked at the gate, knocked on the door. Savalochara, he thought it wouldn't be proper to say, she says, where's Betsy? And she said, well, you know, it wouldn't be proper to say she's getting ready to go to the mikveh, it's not sneeze. Amrullah says, Lesahacha, you know. Today we train the kids to say, you know, mom's not available right now. That's the answer, right? Mom's not available. She's not available. That's not, she's not available. That's enough of a, it's behind enough curtains that you don't know what that means. She's not available to come to the phone. Anyway, he said it. He said a lie. He said she's not here. It wasn't true. He felt he was doing right. He said, less acha. She will take them to them. The two sons died. Also in the Asrila Kamei, the people of the city, they saw what happened. You know, something happened over here. Over there, time for a time. So people of the city came to him. Amalei, Maya, what's going on over here? Something must have happened. Tell us what happened. Amalei told them, Hachem, I said, this is the story. Amalei, Matus Menach, we beg of you, Puk, please get out of here. Puk Me'asrin, quit our town. V'lo Tigri Bu Musna B'Hanachin She. And don't stir up, don't incite death, you know, the angel of death, among our people. In other words, you're not fit for this town, please leave. That's what truth means. Tanya of Nair Omer, Dor Sheben David Ba, probably also because the people were so truthful, so a little fib makes a big thing. And in a place where everything is a lie, you can't believe anything, nobody expects it to be the truth. Tanya of Nair Omer, Dor Sheben David Ba, the generation in which the Melech Mashiach will come, Na'orim Yalbinu Pneis Kenim. The youth will shame the faces of the elders, and the elders will stand before the youth in respect. They'll give respect to the youth. It'll be an olam hafuch. Ubas kama be'ima. A daughter will get up against her mother, and she'll stand up against her mother. L'charpa rashi says l'charpa l'baish, embarrass her mother. The kala b'chamosa, and a daughter-in-law will embarrass her mother-in-law. Upnei ador kamei kelev. Again, the like we had before that the face of the generation will be like that of a dog, meaning he has no shame. The son won't even be embarrassed by his father. Now, he won't even have cover for his father, like, won't care what his father tells him. Chutzpah will be great, by Yoka Yuvas, and esteem will be perverted. Rashi offers two children. He says they won't honor one another. He also says that the person who is honored will also become a Ramai. Okay. Vagefanit imperio, even though the vines will give forth their fruit, Vahayayim biyokar, still the wine will be very expensive. Right? Rashi says, because there won't be a bracha in the Prius Marnas, even though they'll give forth fruit, there won't be a bracha, and the stuff won't be good. Or, Rashi offers another shot, is that they'll be so drunk, they'll be drinking it so much, that it'll still be expensive, because they drink it all up, they're constantly drunk. The Nephil Kalamachus Laminos, and the entire kingdom will change over to idolatry. And there's no scolding. In other words, there's nobody to accept the scolding or to give the scolding. Things will be bad. He also said that idea, Rabbi Yitzchak said, that the door, when people stop believing, in God, that's when Mashiach will come. Amar Micro, what do you see this in the Pasuk? Hulo hafach lavan tahor. When it all turns white, in other words, when the whole mitzvah, when it's a little bit of stomach, when the whole body turns white, it's so, then it's tahor, so to speak. When everything turns bad, when people stop believing everybody's mind, then Mashiach will come. Haman kied Hashem has pasuk in Dvarim. Kied in Hashem amo. Hashem will judge his nation. Kiyir kiyazazat, when he sees, when the power is gone. Kiyazazat, when they've gone. The ephes, and nothing but atzur vazav, stopped up and forsaken. What does that mean? Ein ben David ba, achiyibu mesoros, until the mesoros. Mesoros means is a moser, people who inform on others. When there'll be a lot of those guys, meaning diminishing the strength of Bnei Yisrael, because a lot of people will rat on them, that's when Mashiach will come. Devracha achiyismat al-tamidim. Tamidim become gone. There's very few tamidim. Meaning the strength of tamidim is gone. It's gone. It's the uzzle. It went. Devrachat shetchalat putim anakis. Uzzle said could also mean you have no place to put your hand anymore. Your wallet's gone. There's no more money left in the wallet. Devrachat achi yisashim anagula, until they give up on the gula. Shnema v'efes atzur v'azu. Closed up, forsaken. When he feels like there's no hope anymore, that's when Mashiach will come. Kaviyachos, if to say, ain't some of us Israel. When a person feels there's nobody to rely on. You know, we say, there's a little sticker saying, ain't lalo yishan al dinish yishamayim, at least we rely on Hashem. When people feel there's nobody to rely on anymore, when things are that bad, when they reach the lowest level, then Mashiach will come. Kiyadu av zeirab, kevin mishkech rabbonim, when he found rabbis, the ma'askei bay, who were osek in figuring out when Mashiach was going to come. Amalu matusu, Matusu, he says, oh, I beg of you, Matusu be'imenach, or he takes up be'ina. He takes up be'ina, less of me, less me than I. Matusu be'imenach, I beg of you, lo trachkua, please don't push it further away. In other words, when you are trying to figure out when Mashiach is going to come, you're just delaying him even more. Mashiach will come when things are so bad that nobody's even counting it anymore. That's when it'll come. When you start figuring out when he's coming, expecting him, you're supposed to hope for him, but not to say he's coming today, he's coming tomorrow, he's coming a specific day. When you start figuring out that, and then you're pushing him away. The Tanina, we learn, Gimel Bon Bes Chadas, three things happen when you don't think about it. Eluhain, Mashiach, Mitziah, you find something. If you're looking for something to find, if you go scavenger hunting, you don't find anything. You find things when you stumble upon them. The Akar and the scorpion, you get bitten. You know, you're not expecting it, that's when it happens. So the same thing with Mashiach. Mashiach will come when you're not expecting it. If you're expecting him any day now, that's when he's not going to come. Someone once said, that a great line, of course, obviously, the idea that after Shabbat Tzvi and Bar Kuziva and Bar Kochva, so, you know, we've learned ourselves. You know, the Yiddish saying that, I'm a britzach of hais, blue smoth kelt. You know, if you burn yourself on hot, you blow even when it's cold. You know, now we're more cautious. If someone comes along and says Mashiach, we just assume he's another idiot. You know, nobody even pays him attention. But everybody in the world got him said Mashiach, right? They say, this one's a Mashiach. We heard that story already. Hayinu Baseret Hazeh, right? So nobody believes it anymore. That's part of it, because it's just our collective history has taught us, you know, to be very sanguine about these kind of, I don't think they believe it either. We've all been through it, you know. No, but I don't think they believe it either. But it gives them something to go for. Yeah, it doesn't mean apophysius males. We'll see. You're supposed to hope for it all the time, but to expect it in that sense is only going to make things worse. Others say that, you know, you weren't supposed to mechashev it then, because Gemara is talking about, you know, wait, when is this Gemara? Gemara is like, 1500 to 2000 years old, right? So, as we'll see from the various cheshbonos, then they were expecting it, you know, and then maybe it was wrong to start counting. Because, you know, like the story with the guy, you know, you're taking a trip, going a long trip, and the kid says, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? We slept, you know, we're driving a cup, it's another few days ride, you know. Don't say, are we there yet? You should be quiet. However, after 3 days, and you see already you're coming to the town, and you're looking for the Holiday Inn or something, you know, and you're saying, are we there yet? Then the question's not so bad, because you're almost there. Well, now that we're almost at the end of the world, now maybe it's not such a bad question. But still, it's not something that we're supposed to be mechashev, not supposed to be figuring out. The world is for 6,000 years. After 6,000 years, and then it will be destroyed, the 7,000th year, in the 7th millennium, there'll be, the world will be desolate. Shneimar, v'nizkav Hashem levado b'yom ahu. Like you said, that's not a song that should be sung to the tunes that they sing it to. It's a very sad day. V'nizkav Hashem levado b'yom, Hashem will be exalted alone on that day. Bayom HaTrechar will be destroyed for 2 years. Shneimar, yichayen. Shneimar yichayenu miyomayim. He opens up the Gemara, we might be further. You will make us live after 2 days on the third day, so to speak, after 2 long days, after 2 millennia. Then we will live on the third day. Kamenu, we will, he will make us live, and we will live in front of him. Tiny philosopher of Tina. Keshem Shashviyas Mishametes, just like Shviyas is, you know, cuts off on the Shana Achas, the Zayin Shanim. Shmi, you know, everybody knows Shmita is the 7th year. Cuts off 1 year off the 7 year cycle, and as the end of the 7 year cycle is 1 year of Shemitah. Tacholom Mishamed Elof Shonim, the Shivas Elof Shonim. We're also cut off the seventh millennia from 7 years. Sukkim. It's all based on Sukkim. Shenamar. He said, Mitzvah Shem Levada Bayomahu. Hashem will live alone on that day. Vomer Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos, just like Shabbos is the 7th day of the week. The Mizmor Shel Shabbos, Yom Shakur Shabbos, a day which is all Shabbos, meaning it's all rest, is nothing. That 7,000th year will be like 1 day. 1 day, what's that 1 day? Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, that 1 day of Shabbos in which the world will be desolate. Kiyava, as it passes. Tanya, the world will exist for 6,000 years. So we know we've only got a couple hundred years left. Shnei Elofim until the first 2,000 years was Tohu. Tohu means it's desolate. There's nothing there, meaning there was no Torah. Why? Why? Because Avraham Avinu brought the Torah from Hashem, or started to learn Torah. Not that the Torah was given to him, but he started to recognize Hashem when he was 52 years old. Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, not on our calendar, 1948 from creation. When he was 52, that was 2,000 years. That was when he started to learn Torah. That's when he started to connect with Hashem. So that's all based on Sukkim and Bereishis. We know how old that Avraham was born in 1948, and when he was 52, he started the Torah. So the Torah started in after 2 millennia. So Shnei Elofim from Torah. The second 2,000 years is what's called 2,000 years of Torah. Not to say that we don't have Torah after 2,000 years, because now that we're in the 6th millennium, right? We're in the 6th millennium now. Obviously, we have Torah. He means to say that the 2nd millennium is called Torah, as opposed to the 1st millennium, which there was nothing, because there was no Torah yet. So Shnei Elofim from Torah. And Rashi, by the way, on the left side here, brings down the whole cheshbon of how do we get to the 2nd millennium. The first one is quite easy. You see that in the Pesukim and Bereishis. He brings down the second one to show how it goes through all the cheshbon, how we get to 2,000 years. And the third 2,000-year cycle, right, Shnei Elofim is Yimos Mashiach, is already Yimos Mashiach, meaning Mashiach would not come in the first 4,000 years, it will only come in the last 2,000 years, in which we're now, in which we are, that's our present in the last 2,000 years. We're going to send it to Rabu, as we say in Manga Grayson's Yatsum and Mashiach. In other words, Mashiach could have come already, you know, like 1,700 years ago, right? But because of Rabu, Rabu, he hasn't come yet. Whatever's gone is gone, which is not much left. Amar Eliyahu l'Rab l'Rabuda, Achvad Rav Sila, Chasida.
You think that after Mashiach comes, there will not be a whole 1,000 years of revelation?
Maybe. And so obviously it's open, and it's not a very encouraging thought. But the answer is that all these Sukkim could be interpreted in different ways. You know, we don't really know what it means. But that's what it says. We're going to say also that Hashem's going to mechadish the world again after 7,000 years. Do we know what it means? No, we don't really know what it means. We know that we can only take it at face value that the world will exist, and then after it will be something else. Do we know what the order of Yom HaMashiach, there's Machlok, is what Yom HaMashiach is going to be like, right? When is Olam Haba? Is that afterwards? When people die, their neshamas go to a certain place, right? Is that the same as Lhasa Lavo? But Lhasa Lavo, people are going to rise up again and not going to die. We had right. So how does that whole thing work? Nobody's got a clear picture. And as your right, and as your grandmother used to say, nobody's come back yet to tell us, you know, what they've seen from the next world.
That's right. Can God change His mind?
Yeah, maybe also. Avalei Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda. Achlad Rav Sila Chazir. Eino Pachat Mishmona Mechamesh Yovels. The world is not less than 85 Yovels. 85 Yovels is 8,500 divided by 2, which is 4,250 years. So So the world, the world has to be at least 4,250 years. And the last one, Ben David Ba. In other words, he doesn't say it's for 4,250. It says it's not less than 42. It's not less than 85 yovels, which is the equivalent of 4,250. And Ben David will come in the last yovel. At the beginning of the end. like when you're standing up there, it's like the guy, you know, in Russia in the old days, the guy goes to the car dealership and he bought one of those, you know, those cars that they made, whatever you call them. He says, when will I get it? When will I take delivery? 10 years. It'll be delivered in 10 years. That's when they, you know, can supply it. He said, well, it'll be in the morning or in the afternoon. He says, why? He says, well, because I have the washing machine repairman coming in the morning. So it's like here you're saying in 4,250 years, will that be at the beginning or the end? So he says, I'm really betchiloso o besofo. Will that be at the beginning of the Yovel cycle or at the end? I'm really any of that. He says, kolo eniko, will it be a complete cycle? In other words, will he come at the end of the in the Yovel year itself? If he comes in the Yovel year, will he come in the beginning? Yeah, also any of that. Rashi Amar Hachi Amar Lei. Ad Ocho Lo Tiskelin. Until 4,250 years, don't even think about it. Don't expect him. You kind of like, oh, Tiskelin, and afterwards you can expect him. So according to the Apshat, we should be looking forward to it now, but we're careful. Shochar of Hanan Barav Tchil Rav Yosef. Matzos Yodam Echad, Yodam Megillah. I found a guy, he had a Megillah. He had a written Megillah in there. Suba Ashuris, it was written Ashuris of Lashon HaKodesh. Interesting. It showed that it was written the way we write, right? Like our Sefer Torah, which is the letters are in Assyrian letters, and written in Hebrew. In other words, the language is Hebrew, the letters are Syrian, indicating that it had some authenticity to it, because that's how the Jews wrote. Amati Razuman Anach, where'd you get this from? Amali, L'chayu Sarami Niskarti. I was a Roman mercenary. I needed a job, you know, so they had a job. They had, you know, I answered the call, be all that you can be in the Roman army, and I was there. Uben Ginza Roman Metzisiya. Now when I was there in the army, I got into their, vaults there, and I found this among their hidden treasures. The Kosovo, it's written like this. La'achadala from Mashayim. Vishloshim is the gift of the Sashim Echachona. After 4,231 years of Yasser Shalom from Brias Olam, the world will be orphaned. In what sense? Mehen Mechamas Tanirim, some of those years will be wars of the great giant serpents. It could either be literal or it could also mean referring to the great nations. Mehen Mechamas Gogumaga, some of those years will be the wars of Gogumaga that were talked about in the Nevi'im. V'shayim of Mashiach, and there will be the other days of Mashiach. And the Hashem will recreate the world, or rejuvenate it after 7,000 years, as we said before, 6,000 years of living, and then 1,000 years of desolation.
That would roughly correspond to the Dark Ages.
What would be the Dark Ages?
4,000
years. Maybe. In other words, from then on, the world is like an orphan. The world will be rejuvenated after 5,000 years. So what does that tell us?
That hasn't happened yet,
Mike. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, right? Okay. That's when he said,
it'll be Mechudesh. We just don't know. Like the creation, we don't know what.
There's no question that we are, you know, in the year 5770. I don't think there's any question about that. The argument is that in the old days of Bereshis, in the earlier days, were the years longer then. But there's no question that we're not being fooled by the number of years, that we're in the year 5770 is accepted by all, and by all Jews, there's no machlokus about that. So we're certainly in that year. The years may at one point have been longer or shorter. But there's no question we're in that. It's like, what's going to happen though? That's not clear. Time creation, yeah. That's the only count that we're concerned with. That's the only count. The real count is from the time of creation. What everyone was referring to is that they were saying, you know, how do you explain, you know, the dinosaurs and things like that? So, you know, there's all kinds of different explanations. How do you explain the sequoia trees that have so many rings? So, that's all, you know, the argument there is that, well, did it start with a seed? Or, you know, if you believe in Darwin, so it all started from cells, etc., so you have to explain this. But if you believe Hashem created the world ready-made, so to speak, he created Adam Rishon. Adam wasn't a baby, created him as already as a man, right? So created a tree also with thousands of rings in it already. And created, how do you explain that the passage of time? You know, they say that they lived for 65 million years, and either they're wrong and somebody's miscalculating here because they're not accounting for the fact that Hashem created a world in existence already, so to speak, an advanced world, or simply that the years did have different time lengths, you know, not the same kind of time that we're dealing with in our current years. Again, nobody knows.
Planets going out from the Big Bang at the sun's at the speed of light, and the years reflect the length of time that passes from the perspective of the objects coming out from the Big Bang. And based on that, he says everything works out right. The day one of creation.
Were those days longer than our current days?
It's not that days were longer. When you take things passing at the speed of light, the length of time from one perspective.
Right, it's not the same. That's relativity. That's a split theory of relativity. We just don't know. Okay. All right. It says, Tanya Reb Nosson Omer, Mikra Zed, Nokriv, Yorid Atom. This following Pasuk pierces and goes down to the depths. In the depths, in the sense is that there's no end to it. We really can't explain the Pasuk here. And as if this Pasuk is even more difficult. Ki od chazon l'moed. There's yet a great vision for the time. V'yipach lakeitz. And he will speak about the end. V'lo yichazon, he won't lie. Im yismameya. If he tarries, if he delays, Hakela, wait for him. Kivo yavo, he will certainly come. Lo yacher. How do you explain that, Pasuk? He will come in its time. There will be a time. Don't worry if he's late. You know, just wait for him. Lo kareva senishar yudarshin. Not like the rabbis who learned. In other words, you could explain now that the rabbis who did learn that there were times when they expect Mashiach to come. This is ad idon, until a time, idnon, a double time, uplag idon. How do you explain that? So Rashi explains that what he's referring to here is he took the Golus of Mitzrayim, which is 400 years, and right, that's 400 years, and two of those, Idnon would be 800 years. That's Idnon and Idnon, means the time of Golus of Mitzrayim is 400, plus Idnon two more, that's 800, that's a total of 1200. Uplag Idnon, and half of that would be another 200. Sachakol is Elif Dalmeo, so he figured out that Mashiach will come after 1,400 years time from that time that was quoted there.
Guess what?
It didn't come. He's saying, lo, not like us. This pasuk takes on deep. He says, lo, not like them. Lo, Krav was saying, not like the rabbis who darshan that. But lo, Krav, some loy also share a doresh. Hachaltem lechem dimo vatashkema v'demos shlish. He had a different cheshbon. Rashi explains, he took the total of Golus Mitzrayim and Golus Babel, total of 470 years, right? 470. And then he tripled that, says, but Tashkemed most shlish, three times that. Also, didn't work out. Like Jigen and Schumacher would say, Motke Cheshbin, Sotnish Gestimt, you know, like they made the Cheshbin, but it didn't work out, right? But look at the Kiva. And he also made a mistake. She adorish Oda Chasma, one a little bit more. Vani Marish the Shmavaris, so I'll shake the lands. And he thought it was, of course, the time of Bar Kokhba. Ella Malchus Rishon Shivim Shana. Right? Malchus Shnia Chamishim Vishtaim. Or Malchus Ben Kaziv Vishtaim Vishtaim. We're referring to the time of the Chashmonom, Hurdus, and Bar Kokhba, Machsa. In other words, that's how you're darshaning it. These psukim can be darshaned about those malchuyos if you want. In other words, you can be talking about Chashmonom, Hurdus, Kaziva, this little old mat, you know, he had 2.5 years there, one had 52 years, 70 years. Not a big deal. That's what these psukim are talking about. We don't know when Mashiach's coming. Right? My v'ipach l'ketz v'lo yichazev, he will speak about the end and not lie. Remember Shmuel ben Nachman Yerushan, tipach atzman, let the bones of Shemachas Pekitzin, of those who figure out the cats, let them, you know, pop up, let them, you know, blow apart. Sha'arim kivin shigiyas akeitz v'loba, because they said since the akeitz was supposed to come v'loba, shuvein haba. Now, the worst thing about having a deadline is when the deadline happens and it didn't happen, then people give up. And they said he had to come now, you know. And people are in Soros, they figured time. Daddy always told me that when they were in the camps, you know, in 1942 was Tafshin Beis. Tafshin Beis is Shabbos. Right? Gemach, the same as Shabbos. Oh, now it's Shabbos, now it's the end, now things will be revealed. But, you know, didn't happen, right? So all the cheshbonos don't work out. So we're much smarter after 5,700 years than Rabbi Akiva was, you know, because we have the advantage of history. Shuv, anyway. Ela chakeila, wait for him. Shnemer yismameh chakeila. If he tarries, wait for him. Have patience. Shematomer anu mechakev humer. Maybe you'll say, well, we're waiting. How about him? Is he waiting? Kamalom lechein yichakeh. Right? Lechein yichakeh. Hashem lechamechem. He will wait to grace you. Lechein yom lerachmechem. He will lift up to Rachmanasni. V'chim yachash anu mechakev humer mechakeh. Well, if we're waiting and he's waiting, mechakeh, what's holding it back? Everybody's anxious for it to happen. Midas adin mekeves. We're not worthy. So if he isn't right, what are we waiting for? Why are we waiting? If we can't keep it from happening, and so if we can't bring it, what are we waiting for? The kabel schar. To get schar for waiting. Shnemer. Ashrei kol chokei lo. Happy for all those who wait for him. And so we get credit for waiting.
We gotta wait.
Right. No, but it doesn't mean simply waiting. It means to anticipate.
Right.
We want to anticipate. We also want to anticipate. As we anticipate it's coming. That's the idea. That's what we say. That ani mamim b'mun shleim v'pishiyisma meyam machak. We wait for him every day. We wait for him every day. But you know, to say that the only thing about where's your suitcase, you know, like where you're waiting really for him every day, you know, you're not really expecting him to come today. Otherwise, you would change your plan. You know, you'd be ready. But we're supposed to wait for him every day. You know, I'm waiting for him wherever he comes.
Someone comes running.
Yeah.
When I finish the shoe,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I'll finish
the shoe.
This is the gentleman in our apartment.
Yeah,
it has
suitcase.
Yeah,
right.
Never wore.
Right. Yeah, Mashiach's coming. Yeah. You know what? He won't fit here when he comes. That's my point. What?
Yeah.
I'm right. Those who keep suitcases, because the tzaddikim kept suitcases ready, right? So people say, oh, I also have a suitcase, like he's a tzaddik. Look who thinks he has a suitcase for the Mashiach. Look at this guy, right? Everybody's got another solution. I said, listen, I tell people, buy some of your shalim, Mashiach comes, you'll have something ready. No, no. When Mashiach comes, your house won't be yours either, because they're going to redistribute everything based on the tribes. You know, you'll lose. Like, everybody has an answer for everything. The bottom line is nobody knows anything.
Is it, or one of that where the property was conveyed for the purposes of a shul on condition that when Mashiach comes, it comes back?
To whom?
Ultimately, I have the old shul in stone there. No,
in the old city.
I don't know. Give him back to the original owner?
The original family. Yeah. Some building there, and that's written in the deed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Alright, good. I'm gonna buy a low pocha salam and betlasim shishim sick in the world. Yesterday we talked about 45 tzaddikim. Here's the famous line, there's always 36 lamas of tzaddikim. The world never has less than 36 in the Kabbalah Peshkina. Who can see the Shekhinah, or we have an audience with the Shekhinah, beholder in each generation. Shnemar, Ashrei kol chokei lo, happy are those who wait for him. Lo is Begmatria 36, Tosim B'Shis Aver. Aini, is that really true? Vomer Rava, Rava says, Dora Kama, the first row, so to speak, up in this, upstairs in heaven, the Kama Kuchi Baruchu, Kimmi Sar Alfi, right? There were 18,000 there, Havi. Shnemar, Sar of Shmon Asel, this is Lokasha, Adam Stalker, Basmark, and Meira. The 36 can see the Shekhinah, so to speak, through a clear prism. Hadamus like Rasulah Shem's idea. There's another 18,000 or 18,000 less 36 who could see it through not clearly. We need fish gods are that many. Vamachiska Rabbi Yirmi Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yechoi. Risi Bnei Ali, I saw the people upstairs. Vahim Muatim. They're not very many. Im Elafim, if there's 1,000, Ani Ibnim, me and my son, Chizki, he says, him and his son are among them. Im Eahim, if there's 100, Ani Ibnim Eahim. Im Shnaimim, if there are 2 of them, Ani Ibnim. So you see though, that there's, we just said, Amina Fishi Kulei Hai, are there that many, meaning we said there's only this many, there's not that many, so the answer is, Hala Ali Babar, Ali Below Bar. The ones who come in with permission, that's, so to speak, the 36. The other ones, depending on how many Tzaddikim there are, can come without permission. Again, try to understand that. Omarab, Kolakola Kitsim, all the dates have come. They've all been passed. Ana Dava Tolela B'Tshuva, it all depends on Tshuva. Umaisim Tovim. Shmuel Amar no. Daya Lovo Shem Vavlo. The Avelos alone will keep us. In other words, it's not a question of Tshuva. This is the question is a Tshuva going to bring about Mashiach, or is it simply If you don't do tshuva, it's not like it's never going to come. Eventually, will come, right? So it's our goal. So if you blow tshuva, they'll be revealed. Ketanach machlokas. Rabbi Lazar and Yisrael lost in tshuva. Nigal. That's what Rabbi Lazar's sheet is going to be throughout. Rabbi Lazar and Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar says if they do tshuva, they'll be gula. Imlav ain't gone. Even if they don't do tshuva, Hashem will give them such sorrows. He'll put up an evil king, Kashas Gahaman. Either way, it'll come about. It'll force either. If we don't do tshuva, we'll be forced to do tshuva. Tanya Yidach Rabbah Zomer. Even if Yisraelos and tshuva in the Golan, Shnema Shuvu Banim Shovim. Return backsliding children. I will heal you from your backsliding. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua Valok Panemar Chinim Nem Karti Velo Bekesef. Tigalu, you were sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed also for nothing. Chinam and Karten Vodas Kachavim, below Bekesef and Tigalu, lo b'tshuva masim tov. Not with tshuva masim tov, you'll be for nothing. So this is a basic machlokes or blazer in Rishua. Amar blazer of Rishua, v'alok panem reshuvu elai v'ashuvu echem says, return to me. If you return to me, I'll return to you. Amar Rishua, v'alok panem ki anoki ba'alti b'chem. I'm your master, v'alokachti eschem echad meir mishnayim mishpachav v'esi eschem tzion. I will take you forcibly. In other words, do tshuva or not? Or more blessed, I'll remember the tshuva v'nachas tivashayin with tshuva and niceness. Right, you will be saved. I'm a tshuva or blessed. I'll remember Kol Hashem Goy Yisrael Ukdosho Lebiza Nefesh, the one despised, L'Masov Goyim and despised by the Goyim, LeEved Moshlim, to an Eved to the rulers, Malachim Yirbi Akumu. Even so, even though you're despised, and even though you're downtrodden, even though you didn't do tshuva, Malachim will see you and they'll stand up. Sar Mishtachu. Amar Blazer v'Klav Nemer. Im Toshav Yisrael Num Hashem for return. Eli Toshav, you return. And so Blazer keeps talking about tshuva. If you do tshuva, 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 tshuva. Yeshua says, "We got sick of telling you that you're going to be redeemed anyway." Amar Shuvah K'Klav Nemer v'Eshma Esaiish Levosh Badam. I heard the man wearing the Badam Hashem Imal L'Mimera, who's above the waters of the river. V'Yarem Yemina V'Smol El Shemayim, picked up his hands to the Shemayim. V'Yishba V'Chayah Olam. At the certain time, the chetzi, the kichalos nafetz yad am kodesh, when they're all scattered out. In other words, the Jews are in bad shape. Techalena kolel, these will all be finished. The shosik or v'lezer, v'lezer was quiet. In other words, he had no answer to this. Even though we talked about tshuva, maybe tshuva will bring. Like the famous pasuk says, be'ito achishena. I will hurry it in its time. What does that mean? I'll hurry its time. Either in its time or you'll hurry it. So his answer is that if you hurry it, you do tshuva, maybe you'll come earlier. But if not, he'll come anyway. In other words, tshuva may help bring him faster. But if you don't do tshuva, Hashem will bring Mashiach anyway in its time. All right, we'll pick it up at the same topic tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, at the same time.